Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The future of live web streaming in some Massachusetts courtrooms could be decided by the state's highest court. In a case involving WBUR, heard by the state Supreme Court yesterday, the justices asked questions about whether an archive video of a hearing is a court document or a piece of public information. They also questioned whether WBUR's Open Court Project, which live streams and archives videos from Quincy District Court, is an exclusive arrangement that violates court rules. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
The case before the Supreme Judicial Court hinges on whether or not Open Court can archive video of court proceedings. It's prompted by two cases, one about a 15-year-old girl who was allegedly kidnapped and forced into prostitution, another about a man charged with armed assault and other crimes. Both hearings were live-streamed by Open Court, a pilot project operated by WBUR. Open Court live streams most proceedings from Quincy District Court. Lawyers can ask the judge to turn off the feed, but the judge has the final say. In the case of the 15-year-old girl, the judge denied the attorney's request. Norfolk Assistant District Attorney Varshka Kukovka said Open Court should not be allowed to put the archived hearing on the website.
Posting the hearing on the internet that includes all of her identity, her confidential information, her life circumstances, her private information, and her lurid details of what she went through is a further assault. That should not happen.
From the perspective of Open Court, this is a First Amendment case based on the media's right to publish information gathered in court. Larry Elswit represents Open Court.
We voluntarily agreed not to publish the identity of the victim when her name was inadvertently disclosed, what we call a blurt. The irony is that much more of her identifying information is already out there on the internet by virtue of the traditional news media.
The SJC won't decide the case for several months, but the judge's questions yesterday focused around how the video should be treated, as a court document like a deposition, or as information gathered by the media. Justice Ralph Gantz asked Assistant DA Kukovka her opinion.
It's not a court record.
That's the question. What is it? And that's what this court will have to decide.
So you're saying we should treat it as a court record, even though it's physically in the possession of BUR?
Yes.
And have we ever done that? Have we ever
said
that?
Well, there has never been a project like this.
A lawyer connected to the armed assault case argued that this is a unique project that should be examined by the SJC. Defense attorney John Fennell said because of the arrangement Open Court has with Quincy to use the court's microphones and put a camera in the witness box, the court has more control over the product than with a typical media story.
Open Court can only produce the product it does because of the encouragement given by Quincy District Court. And it would not be prior restraint to stop Open Court from publishing these broadcasts and recordings that they've created.
After Fennell's comments, the justices questioned Larry Elswit, the lawyer for Open Court, about whether the web streaming project is in keeping with court rules that say a judge should not make an exclusive arrangement with news media. Elswit said beyond using the court's microphones, it's not a private agreement.
We don't have any more access to information than any other media outlet. We don't have private communications with Judge Coven about cases. When the court is not in session, the camera is off. If a magistrate is running the court, we're not there.
The Norfolk District Attorney's Office sees this case as protecting victims' rights. Open Court says, as a news project, it doesn't want to give up editorial control to the court, as the outcome of this case could set an important precedent. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.